Welcome to The Student Sessions, the unedited podcast for students and graduates that tells it like it is and addresses the issues that are important to you today and every day. Brought to you by Greyhair Media and hosted by Tonya Galati.
Hi, and welcome to The Student Sessions with me, Tonya. Today I'm joined by Vera from Cardiff University. Vera is a master's student studying advanced computer science with a placement year. She's originally from Kenya with an interest in all things IT. Vera studied computer science and informatics for her undergraduate degree and wanted to advance her knowledge in the field. She is particularly interested in mathematics, machine learning and web development. In her free time, Vera likes to dance, listen to music and read stories. Hi, Vera.
Hi, Tonya. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You?
I'm good.
Welcome to the Student Sessions and thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Let's start by hearing a little bit more about you and your journey to university.
Well, at the moment, I'm a master's student doing advanced computer science at Cardiff Uni. I'm originally from Kenya. I did my undergraduate there and I'm the second born our family of five, and I'm not really the first one to go to university. I had my older sister who went to university, but I am the second grandchild to graduate from university, so that's quite impressive, and I'm quite lucky to have had her there to be some sort of guidance for the possibility of education and possibly employment for the girl child.
And I mean, you know, as per my introduction, you've already had some great achievements in a relatively short space of time. Today's theme is adapting to change and overcoming self-doubt. You have had a really varied background and you've done lots of things. So let's start from the beginning, because you studied your undergraduate degree in Kenya and then you decided to study your master's in the UK. So what were your motivations for doing this?
I had known earlier on that I wanted to go to uni and be a career woman. And having studied computer science in the undergrad, I wanted to advance my knowledge in the field and decided to look into studying abroad for the exposure and the experience. And, you know, when it came to choosing the UK, having family here was a great sort of indication for me to choose it. And also in comparison to other countries, the UK is far much ahead in terms of education. So those were like really key factors for me choosing a place to study.
And how did you find moving from Kenya to the UK? Because whilst you've got family in the UK, you don't have family in Cardiff, do you? So how did you find moving to an area where you didn't know anybody?
It was really, really nerve-wracking at the beginning. Really having to navigate the public transport, the trains and the buses was hectic, and not knowing anyone at the time or how things run in Cardiff, it was really hard. But I found out that there are systems in place that are quite resourceful. Yeah, so such as, you know, the Google Maps, everything is just there. So in case you're lost, you're able to navigate your way around.
And how did you feel at the time? So adapting to a new country and a new culture, what were some of the feelings that you kind of went through?
At the time I was giving up. First of all, the weather was horrendous. It was coming from a country where we have the sun almost all year round, and coming to this cold weather, I was almost giving up, and having school as well, having to juggle that with the difference in how the schooling system is here compared to back home. That was really hard, but having friends and the support that the school provides for you to be able to be comfortable was really helpful for me.
I mean, it sounds like you adjusted really well and relatively quickly. Did it take you long to adjust, or was it quite a quick transition?
Well, it would have been quicker. I arrived late because of the visa delay. So I didn't get to go for induction to be able to understand like how we were supposed to move. So that kind of set me back a bit. Yeah, but once I got the ropes, once I got myself involved in, you know, societies and attending of international activities, being able to interact with other international students, I was able to get my way around and feel more confident and more comfortable that it's not just me who doesn't have it figured out. We're all in the same boat and we're just trying to navigate life.
And did you find that helpful, knowing that whilst you were on your own in terms of a literal sense, you know, there were other international students starting university at the same time? Did that help?
Yes, definitely, definitely. Having to share your ideas and your thoughts with other international students and just understanding each other on that level of being an international student, your journeys and their struggles, it really does help you put you at ease, because you understand that it's not just you going through it. There are other people going through it, but they're making it. When, you know, when you help each other or when you do this and this, you're able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So it's really, really helpful being able to interact with other international students, be them being from your country or your background sort of, or just being very diverse. So yeah, that's really helpful.
And if you had to pick one thing, what's the one thing you found most difficult at that time?
At the time, I'd say, well, apart from the transportation, I'd also say just feeling lonely sometimes, or actually feeling like giving up. You question so much, like if you're going to be able to make it through, or if you're going to be able to even do it, you know, you question all your decisions that you've made that have gotten you to this particular point. So I think being alone sometimes can be difficult. If you don't like interact with other people, then you have that sense of, you know, I have to do this. I have to, you know, you put so much pressure on yourself to be able to do it and make it and not seek help for some sort. So I think for me, other than transportation, it was really the mental part of it, of like understanding that I can do this. The fine line between am I able to do it or do I have to do it? So yeah, that was really challenging at the beginning.
I mean, we have lots of listeners who I'm assuming have either moved to the UK or might be thinking of moving overseas to explore new opportunities. And moving somewhere new, as you've kind of already highlighted, is often a worry and presents barriers. What one bit of advice would you give to our listeners who may be feeling a little bit worried about relocating?
I would say that, first of all, do so much research on the area that you want to move in. I found out earlier on that, especially in the UK, they do have websites of each particular city of, like, you know, visit Cardiff or visit Wales, something like that, or just activities you can do and all this kind of stuff. So when you do like your intensive research on what you will need or how the cultures are there, it puts your mind at ease, because most of the time we have fear of the unknown. And, you know, doing that research kind of gives you some sort of perspective of what you'd be expecting. So I'd say do research and just do it. Do it. Just take one step at a time and do it. Because at the time, as much as it seems scary, when you're in that situation, you will realize it's not as scary as it seems.
I mean, you've accomplished so much already during your time at Cardiff. So tell us a little bit about what you've been up to.
My accomplishments at Cardiff have really been more of like a, from a personal level. I was really working towards improving myself and as a brand, if I may say so, increasing my confidence, because I'm not quite confident, and also just working towards being like a career woman, so improving my employability, I'd say, like, yeah, just being able to feel more employable, I'd say. And to the point where I'm having this conversation with you, I feel has been really impressive and really, really happy about that. And also to the point where, you know, I landed a position at a startup company has really been great. So it was really about working on myself and what I really want to achieve in the end goal. So making use of the support that is provided by the school and, you know, the emotional support and also the international support, all that support, just making myself better, which has really paid off for me, and I'm really happy with that. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like you've really pushed yourself out of your comfort zone and kind of taken opportunities as they've presented themselves to develop yourself. So you mentioned that you've secured a placement with a local employer. Tell us more about what that will entail.
Actually, this happened really well for me. So I had initially I was applying for jobs and I just kept getting rejected, and it really weighs you down and you get rejected. So given that I had been in school for the most part, my CV was a bit blank, and I decided to take an internship just to sort of fill up my CV. And when the position was first presented to me, that it was a startup company, I got scared and I almost declined the offer because I didn't think I was good enough to work at a startup company. But I decided to push myself and do the internship. And this was during lockdown as well, so I thought it was going to be even more difficult. But after my internship, the company, they were impressed by my work, and they offered me a placement here to continue learning and continue improving myself with them, which is really, really amazing. So I've been given the opportunity to do a junior full stack developer at the company. Really great, because it cuts across different types of coding and different languages. So you have a bit of everything, which is very nice and very impressive. I'm very proud of myself for having gotten to this far.
Yeah, you've done amazingly well, and I'm sure that the opportunity is going to add kind of another dimension of value, I guess, to your university experience. I just want to take you back to when we first spoke on the phone, Vera, about you being involved in the podcast. And I remember you saying to me about the opportunity that you'd secured, and you said that you had been scared about working for a company because you didn't feel good enough. Why did you feel that way?
I'd say, like, well, to some extent, it's just the imposter syndrome, mm-hmm. where we think we're not good enough, and sooner or later, they're going to identify us as fraud or something like that. And I think it's because of the pressure I had put on myself of, like, perfection, to be perfect in the sense that any work they were going to give me, I was able to clear it in a given amount of time and do it perfectly, right. You know. And I think also, like, what really contributes to us feeling like we're not good enough is constantly facing rejection, comparing ourselves to our peers. You could also have external factors, or you could just, you know, if you have maybe a mentor you look up to and they really talk down to you or upon you, and you feel, I really can't do it. If somebody else says I can't do it, I really cannot do it. So I think having to overcome that was really one of the things that helped me, you know, gain my confidence. Just making use of the emotional support provided by Cardiff, I was able to overcome sort of like internalized fear and just go for it. And in going for it, I just found out that it wasn't as bad as I thought. And, you know, you do realize that you're actually good at what you do. You just have to believe and take that step and do it.
I mean, we've only had a couple of conversations, you and I, and kind of obviously this interview that we're doing now. And it's very clear to me that you've got so much to offer to an organisation and a potential employer. Can you now see the value that you can bring to an organisation?
Yes, I really do. When I did my internship, the company really just gave me some material to, you know, kind of start me off. And I really enjoyed the work, and I did do something. I really did contribute to a project they were working on at the time, and to the end that the client of that particular product really loved my designs and decided to incorporate it in the final product was kind of like the reassurance for me that I can, and indeed I can, like, add so much to a company. I bring so much to the table. I just have to be confident and do it, and just, you know, share my ideas. And it, in the end, it really does help a company. And it, you know, having that validation to some point, it really gives you, boosts your confidence. Yeah.
I mean, I've spoken to lots of students and even professionals whilst recording the student sessions, and I'd say maybe about 80% have mentioned not feeling good enough or a feeling of not belonging. Why do you think that is, Vera? Why do you think we go through these feelings of self-doubt?
I think it's a pressure. If we go back to the imposter syndrome, we really do sought or seek perfection. And I think also it's constantly in our rear view where we see that the stories you look at or you read about people who've just done extraordinary things and they're in these positions, and you look at yourself and you think, okay, I haven't done anything extraordinary, so why would they pick me? Why would they choose me? So it's always really just us self-sabotaging ourselves because we do not, you know, think we can do it, or we haven't been placed in a position or placed ourselves in positions where we can do something and get sort of that validation or reassurance that indeed you can actually do something right and correct. So I think, and also being a student, you're from studying and then migrating that to like a work field, it gets really nerve-wracking. I'm from school. All I have known is studies and what is required of me in the school perspective. But when it comes to like the real world, you really don't know what is expected of you or if you can really handle it. Mm. So just that fear. And I think if you're in uni, there's so many supports that are provided by the school where they give you some sort of mock-up of what the company would look like and what you're going to do. So if you use those resources, you feel at ease before going into a job place or even applying for a job and stuff like that. So ideally, it's really internalized fear and that fear of not wanting to fail, but failing is inevitable. And I think it's something that really gives us the boost to get to where we envision ourselves in the end.
You're right. You know, everybody fails at some point, and it's okay to fail, because if we don't fail, we will never learn, really. Yeah. Really. It sounds like you've been on a real journey of development, Vera. What steps have you taken to develop your own confidence?
Really, I really use the resources provided in school. Mm-hmm. So we have the international student support, and you have the health and well-being. So I had... First, I felt I am not confident enough to go for this kind of role, apply for this job, or go for an interview and stuff like that. So with the international support, they held these mock-ups where they'd give us a scenario of how it felt going for a job interview. And they'd tell you, this is what you have to do, come prepared and just be yourself. And having gone through those steps, afterwards, they would give us a feedback. And I remember that one of our supporters, she came to me and she said, you are really good and you should not talk down upon yourself or anything like that. You should really go for it, because how you handle this was, how you handle this and how you respond to the question was really good. You have to work on the nerve and the fear, because the interviewers themselves, they're also in your position, and they are not confident. Not all of them are confident. And so that was having those, constantly going to those mock-ups and attending those sessions, it was just like reassurance of what I should and should not do and how I should handle myself. And I went and ahead for emotional support, just like some sort of therapy to talk about why I wasn't feeling confident, even though I had these skills, I wasn't feeling confident. Mm. And my realization, it was just internalized or past experiences. And those are things that I had to work on before getting to a position where now you're fully confident. So I think if somebody, like if you feel like you are not good enough, just take the time and grow yourself from a personal level. Understand why you feel that you are not good enough, and also advance your skill set. And when those two come together, then you and you become unstoppable at that point.
And that's really great advice. And something that you mentioned there, obviously international student support, wellbeing services, careers teams, that is support that is available across UK institutions. Yeah. So for any international students that are listening, do make use of the support that is available to you. So I'm mindful that we're coming to the end of our time together, Vera, but before you leave us, I would like you to cast your mind back, say 2 years, so when you were still in Kenya and you're about to relocate to the UK, what one bit of advice would you give yourself, knowing what you know now?
I would tell myself, you know, take one step at a time and understand that Rome was not built in a day, because you have that their mentality and the constant pressure to like, okay, I am going to do this, I'm moving from this place to another place, and it's really, really, really nerve-wracking to have to live a life you're used to and go and adapt to a new life. And you want everything to work out so quick, but it takes steps for you to get to a certain point. So I remember when I first got here, not everything was smooth sailing and I almost gave up. But it's because of that constant pressure of the idea that everything was just going to run smoothly. So, and also I'd say, you know, work smart on the right things. We tend to really work hard and have late nights and do all those kind of things. But it's all about, you know, time management and planning yourself to work smart at what really needs to be done or what your end goal is. Once you realize what your end goal is, I think it makes it so much easier to navigate life on a daily basis. So I'd really tell myself not to worry about it and to just take one step at a time, because at the end of the day, the things get figured out. You will figure it out as you move along.
That's great advice, Vera. Thank you so much. And I have to say that I really think you are phenomenal. I'm completely in awe of you. It takes guts to move somewhere completely new where you don't know anyone and establish essentially a new life. So in addition, you've come on the podcast, you've shared your vulnerabilities with our audience, and I think it's really incredible. So you should be really, really proud of yourself. And we are really appreciative as well of you doing this with us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm glad for the opportunity to be here and share my journey.
Yeah, to reflect.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for joining us on the Student Sessions today, Vera, and for sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Founded in 1883, Cardiff University is one of Britain's leading research universities. Cardiff's vision is to be a world-leading, research excellent, educationally outstanding university driven by creativity and curiosity, which fulfills its social, cultural and economic obligations to Cardiff, Wales, the UK and the world. Cardiff University excels in producing high quality, innovative research, which translates into benefits both locally and worldwide, and is ranked as the second university nationally based on the impact of its research. Cardiff University is part of the Russell Group of 24 leading research intensive UK universities. The university works in partnership with its students to create a stimulating and supportive environment in which all students can thrive. Levels of student satisfaction are consistently high, and the graduates are among the most sought after by employers. To our listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and do join us again on the Student Sessions.
Thanks for listening to the Student Sessions, brought to you by Greyhair Media and hosted by Tonya Galati. Never miss an episode by subscribing, and if you like what you've heard today, why not leave a review and please tell your friends. We'll see you at the next session.